I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica. And this is All Things Sensory by Harkla.
We are both certified occupational therapy assistants, and together with Harkla, we are on a mission to empower parents, therapists, and educators to help raise confident and strong children of all abilities.
On this podcast, we chat about all things sensory, diving into special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, overall health and wellness, and so much more.
We are here to provide raw, honest, and fun strategies, ideas, and information for parents, therapists, and educators, as well as other professionals to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to All Things Sensory by Harkla. You're listening to your good friends, Rachel and Jessica.
Today, we are going to give you 10 DIY sensory activities for every age. That's do it yourself. But before we jump into all of the fun ideas, we want to let you know that we do have 3 super fun activity courses that you can purchase and use forever.
Yeah.
They are a gross motor skills activity course, a fine motor skills activity course, and a visual skills activity course. So each of those courses has a library of sensory activities that address the specific topic, gross motor, fine motor, and visual.
Yep, they are super fun. And we hope you'll check them out. We'll put them in the show notes. One quick disclaimer, though, before we jump into our sensory activities today, we do have Austin here with us. So if you hear any noises, she is hanging out with us here. That's her. It's not us farting or burping or doing anything like that.
Yeah, it is the 8-week-old baby yes. Making those weird noises. thanks for tolerating it.
Okay. First of all, sensory activities don't have to be expensive. I feel like there's this huge misconception about sensory play. And, you know, in this season that I'm in, I have a toddler and a newborn. And I share a lot of stuff that we do on Instagram. I'd actually met a gal at our neighborhood park. And I was kind of talking about what I did. And she was saying, you know, she feels almost like guilt as a mom for not setting up these like beautiful Pinterest perfect sensory bins for her toddler and, you know, 8-month-old. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that you feel that way. It's really not, it shouldn't be that way at all. Like everything that we do in our lives includes a sensory system. So, I mean, you don't have to go out of your way to set up some crazy thing. So it just made me sad that she was feeling that way. So we're going to hopefully break that stigma during our episode today and just give you easy play activities that also address the senses.
Yeah, and you know, I never did any of those super complex activities with Logan when he was super young. You know, we did a lot of puzzles, did a lot of climbing on furniture and cushions. We had a therapy ball, so we did a lot of play on the therapy ball. And really, yeah, you don't need any of the fancy therapy equipment. You don't need them. It's nice to have them for sure, but you definitely don't need them.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to just rapid fire these activities, kind of give you a brief explanation of how to set it up. We're also going to let you know what senses the activities like mostly target, because a lot of these are multi-sensory activities. They're not just going to be working on one sense, which, you know, in true sensory integration therapy, you're rarely ever just isolating one sense and working on it. So the first one is, we call it ice block toys, which is going to work on the tactile, interoception, and visual systems.
If you need a refresher on what these different sensory systems are, we do have an episode on every single one of the 8 sensory systems. Mm-hmm. So you can go back and search for, you know, our episodes on tactile processing, interoception, and visual processing.
Yep. So all you're going to do is throw some treasures into ice trays or silicone molds with water.
Even just like a big bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a glass bowl, though.
Yeah, no. You don't want glass.
Throw some food coloring in there if you'd like. Some treasures we like. We have these little plastic animals that, you know, Logan actually got for Trip when when Trip was little. But we use those. We'll throw those in there. You can do coins. You can do pom-poms. You can do googly eyes. Like, literally anything you
Legos.
Have. Legos. Legos would be a fun one, too. So then to have the child, like, save the treasures or get them out, you can use squirt bottles with warm water to help get the toys to escape, or a hammer to break the ice. Maybe throw the ice cubes in like a full sensory bin with Orbeez or water or rice or whatever.
Whatever you
whatever.
Want.
Yeah. The weirder the better.
Yeah, this is a great activity for summer. You know, it's hot outside if you're in a place where it's hot in the summer. And so going out, sitting in the shade with your ice block toys. And I mean, this activity is a could be a good hour-long activity, mm-hmm. you know. And once you show your child kind of the basics on how to do it, if they're not sure, it can be very child-directed mm-hmm. and could be a very independent play activity as well.
Yeah, we love those.
It could also be a good idea to maybe have some containers to put the toys in once your child rescues the toys from the ice. Maybe you do some sorting. Maybe they go into a big dirt pile once they're out of the ice and then they have to wash them. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Endless. It just takes a little creative thinking. We know you have it in you. And let your child help to come up with some ideas as well. Give mm-hmm. them the independence. I will say, for younger kiddos who maybe are struggling with a squirt bottle or a hammer, give them visuals on those tools of where to hold the item. So, like, put a little piece of blue painter's tape on the bottom of the squirt trigger, or put a little blue piece of tape on the hammer where they need to be holding it in order to be successful. So adding mm-hmm. those visuals can help just promote success. And so easy way to modify them.
Yeah, totally. Okay, number two is recycled container play. So this is going to be your, like, old food containers. Maybe you get a plastic container of trail mix mm-hmm. or a container of oatmeal, and the food is gone, so you have this empty container that you're going to recycle, but instead of recycling it, you keep it for a play activity. And these activities are really going to work on that visual motor integration, fine motor skills, proprioception, and then a lot of executive functioning skills as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to cut some holes, some slots, some shapes in the tops of the lids, the sides, and find some little pieces that can go inside of them. Maybe coins, maybe puzzle pieces, maybe little, like, aluminum foil balls. Again, be creative with what you want to put in there. Have your child figure out what they want to put in there, and set up obstacle courses to include these containers as well. So if you put all of the coins on one side and then the container on the other side, have them crawl through a tunnel, jump 5 times, and then do a bear crawl all the way to the container while holding the coin on their back, or something like that, and then repeat.
You can even incorporate some matching into these activities. So maybe you use colored pipe cleaners and you designate the different cut slots on the container with different colors, like using markers. And so they have to match the colored pipe cleaner to the correct slot. Or maybe you do letters and you write a letter at each slot, and then you use popsicle sticks and you write letters on the popsicle sticks, so they have to match them that way.
Love that. The next activity is balloon volleyball, which is going to work on visual vestibular integration as well as auditory processing.
Yep, so really simple. Blow up a balloon and play balloon volleyball. Hit the balloon back and forth. You can work on some laterality, so left versus right if your child is old enough, and call out left or right, and they have to hit the balloon with that hand. Incorporate some balance components so that they have to either balance on one foot while playing, or maybe they have to hit the balloon with their foot instead. You can also do this in an animal walk position, so get into a crab walk and do this with your feet instead of with your hands.
If you want to add that auditory component, put some beads or small items in the balloon before you blow it up, and that will add that auditory component. You can shake it. You can still play balloon volleyball. You can hold it above the child's head and have them count how many items are in there. Work a little bit more on that vestibular system.
When you add those small items into the balloon, it also changes how the balloon like floats through the air. It changes the speed. So it's kind of a little bit of a fun way to switch it up there as well.
Yes.
Number four are animal walks. We've talked about animal walks in a lot of different episodes because they're great for so many different things, but they really work on getting a lot of proprioceptive input. Depending on the type of animal walk, you might get some vestibular input. You're going to work on some tactile processing and some visual processing as well.
So a couple of our favorite animal walks to get you started, the bear crawl. You're just crawling on your hands and feet, forwards, backwards, side to side. The monkey run, you are running like a monkey, kind of on your hands and feet.
Like kind of in like a squat position.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like yes. A gorilla run. You know what I'm talking about. The elephant, where you are just kind of hanging your arms while you're bent over and kind of, you know, moving them like an elephant trunk. The turtle crawl, this one's fun to put like a pillow or a weighted blanket or a lap pad on your back and crawl really slowly without it falling off. And then the last one here is the turkey walk, so kind of squatting down and walking and gobbling like a turkey.
You could also do like pigeon or duck walks where you turn your toes and point them out or turn your toes and point them in to try to walk. You can also do a three-legged race where you and a partner or your child and a partner tie your middle legs together and walk through obstacles. That can be a really fun one. And then we also like grabbing a balloon and holding it between different body parts with your partner and walking through obstacles. So yes. Using just your elbows to hold the balloon or just your knees. It's a good one.
I love that one. I actually just did a three-legged race with my niece. She had a blanket and she was like tying it around our ankles. And I was like, hey, let's do this. And it was actually kind of challenging to like coordinate left, right. And we had to communicate. It was really good.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is kind of like a minute to win it activity. We call it like a straw holding challenge. And this one works on oral motor skills and some proprioceptive input as well.
So you're going to fill a bowl with items such as M&Ms or Cheerios. Be aware that they are different weights. So if your child really struggles with this, pick an item that is a little bit lighter weight. You'll use a straw to suck and hold the item and transfer it to another bowl. So you can do this as a race. You can time your child and see how fast they can do it. And we like to do this one on the floor so that maybe your child can be in a crawling position or maybe propped up on their forearms in a tummy time position. And they're just going to get a lot of great proprioceptive feedback that way as well.
Okay, the next one is called Scented Bubble Slime. Now this one works on oral motor skills, olfactory, proprioceptive input, as well as tactile. So this has a lot going on. And really what we're doing is just making slime, this special slime recipe that we found, and sticking a straw into it and blowing it into a giant bubble. It's awesome.
This is a favorite for
me.
Well, I was going to say for every kid that we've ever done this with.
Yes.
They love it.
Even if they are like tactily sensitive and they don't want to touch it, this is a great way to, adding the bubble component is a great way to build the rapport and offer their ability to participate in a pressure-free situation.
And then we like to use the essential oils in the recipe so that it has the added sensory component of having a smell to it.
So the recipe here is 1 cup of white glue and then 1/2 cup of liquid starch. You can add food coloring if you'd like. Now with the liquid starch and the glue, you'll have to add like kind of a lot of essential oils or like cake batter extract I've used one time, vanilla. You have to add quite a bit in order to really override the chemical smell of the glue and the liquid starch. So keep that in mind.
Yep. And so you're just going to mix the glue and liquid starch together. You're going to knead it with your hands until it all sticks together and it's in that, it's like that slime feeling material. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. And then, like Rachel said, stick your straw in it and figure out how to blow those bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 7, we call this shaving cream sandals.
I don't like this one. But I also am the one who shaving cream is not my favorite.
Yep.
I'll do it. But you it's will do not it. My fave.
Fair enough. So with this one, we're going to work on the visual system and the tactile system. And all you're going to do is grab some like rubber sandals, like Crocs or Natives or Telex, and squirt some shaving cream inside of them and just, you know, fill them up with a ton of shaving cream and then stick your foot inside of the shoe and you'll watch the shaving cream squish out of all of the holes. Now, there's a lot of cleanup involved with this one. We obviously recommend doing it outside.
Or in the bathtub.
Yep, or in the bathtub. But it's a fun, novel activity. I think we need to do this one, Jessica.
All right, number 8. number 8, I really like this one. Okay, vacuum cleaner bag. This is going to work on the auditory system and the proprioceptive system. So I think we have an old video of this one.
I put this one in here.
Down on our Instagram. If you scroll down far enough, you'll find it. So it's super silly. You definitely want to have adult supervision. So what you're going to do is you're going to get a big garbage bag and you're going to have your child sit in the bag.
Maybe you do it first.
Or you can do it first. Make sure that your head is outside of the bag. Safety measures first. And then you're going to put, like, you're going to take, like, the
nozzle
or the attachment from the vacuum off and put it inside the bag and hold the bag around the end of that vacuum nozzle. You're going to turn the vacuum cleaner on and make sure that you get all of the holes sealed in the vacuum cleaner, and it's going to suck all of the air out of that bag, and it's just going to squeeze you.
I remember when we did this one, it took a while for us to, like, get all of the holes, so we had to, like, kind of maneuver it around the wand and kind of get it jimmy-rigged in order for it to work. But once it worked, it really squeezed you good, and it was just a really funny, silly, fun activity to do.
Yes, definitely a fun one to try. All right, number 9 is a water pouring activity. Great one for summer to do outside. This is another great one that you can set up, show your child how to do it, and then allow them some independent play with it. So you're going to be addressing the visual system, the vestibular system, and also working on a lot of like fine motor control and force modulation.
Now all you're going to do is add some painter's tape to different levels of cups, jars, pitchers, bowls, and fill each container to that line with water. Now you can add food coloring to, like, you know, make each container a different color so they can see them mix. And you can have a little science experiment. But the goal with this one to really target that vestibular system is to have them like on their hands and their knees and watching as they're pouring the water in so they get their head into a different planes and positions. So that's why we want them to get on the floor, maybe outside in the grass. So if things spill, it's not a huge issue. But, you know, pouring water is an activity that is just so mesmerizing for so many kids.
Well, and it's a life skill.
Absolutely.
Life skill. We really like to do this with, like, if you have a really big bucket that you can fill with water, and then your child can use, like, a pitcher and scoop the water out, go over to the different cups and jars, to pour it into the level where the painter's tape is and then refill the pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number 10. We call this one the bumpy roll, which is going to really target the vestibular system and the proprioceptive system.
You're going to lay pillows, cushions, blankets, the couch cushions, everything you have that's like soft. You
could use animals.
Yeah, large stuffed animals. You're going to put them on the floor kind of like in a line and then have your child log roll over all of the bumpy items. Make sure they stand up and maybe like push down on their head a little bit, pushing their tongue to the roof of their mouth to hopefully decrease any overstimulation from that vestibular input, and then lay back down and roll back the other direction. Mm-hmm. This is a good one to use as part of an obstacle course, and we do recommend following up that rolling, that rotary vestibular input, with some really good heavy work proprioceptive input to decrease any adverse reactions.
Okay, there you have it. 10 easy DIY activities. We hope if you try this or any of these activities, hopefully all of them, you will take a picture and tag us on Instagram at All Things Sensory Podcast. That way we can share it and, you know, you can get other people trying these activities as well. And, you know, hopefully they aren't like Pinterest perfect, so people aren't getting, you know, feeling guilty for not doing activities, but you can be like, hey, this is so easy. I heard it from Rachel and Jessica. They're so great.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, please. Please share it with us.
Okay. Before I talk in that voice anymore, Jessica, yeah, carry on.
If you like this episode, let us know. If you are listening on iTunes, you can leave us a review. That's very helpful for us reaching more people. And yeah, like Rachel said, share on social media, share with your friends and family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla.
If you want more information on anything mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get the show notes.
If you have any follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes or message us on our Instagram account, which is at harkla_family or at All Things Sensory Podcast. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us there.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla. Whether it's for one of our digital courses or one of our sensory swings, the discount code SENSORY will get you 10% off. That's SENSORY.
Head to harkla.co/sensory to use that discount code right now.
We are so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world. While we make every effort to share correct information, we're still learning.
We will double check all of our facts, but realize that medicine is a constantly changing science and art.
One doctor or therapist may have a different way of doing things from another.
We are simply presenting our views and opinions on how to address common sensory challenges, health-related difficulties, and what we have found to be beneficial that will be as evidence-based as possible.
By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or your child.
Consult your child's pediatrician or therapist for any medical issues that he or she may be having.
This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests or contributors to the podcast.
Thanks so much for listening.